I'm Marco Werman with The World. President Trump and his executive orders are presenting, shall we say, a different sort of America to the rest of the planet. So what is the reaction out there? For one perspective, we turn now to a guest who joins us periodically from Iran, Behzad. That's not his real name, but the one he uses with us for security reasons. Iran is one of the seven countries whose citizens are temporarily banned from the U.S. by President Trump. I asked Behzad to tell us how people in his city, Tehran, view the ban.
They see it as animosity, or actually an act of war in a way. So we had two different views in the newspapers here. One is that they're just calling him a lunatic. I mean, I'm talking about Mr. Trump. But the Friday prayer imams, they were praising him.
Really? Actually. Why? What did they say?
The thing is that the populist slogans of Mr. Trump, he said America first. So this is a welcome news for people here. Say, okay, if he concentrates on America, then he'll probably not bug us anymore in this region. They were praising that. I said, okay, good. He wants to build his own country. He doesn't want to be the police of the world. So they were praising him.
Those are the headlines. How many of your friends, like in conversation, also see this order as an act of war?
It's almost half and half, because many people who are traveling or have relatives or anything like that, they're angry because this law comes in to be divisive in the region. Already this region is up in smoke. And so it's, you know, it just come out and say it. Yes, I mean, you don't like us. We can deal with that. Not make it this cockamamie story about we want to vet people or something like that. So people are extremely angry and frustrated.
So, Behzad, your brother is Iranian-American. His nickname is Pai, but I don't need to tell you that. Anyway, Pai is on the line from California with us. And, Pai, have you spoken with Behzad much recently about what this new Trump administration means for your whole family?
I was planning on going to visit my mom in mid-March. And with this new policy and then with the Iranian government responding, I had to cancel the trip. We talked to my dad. I had to apologize to my mother, you know, because she was hoping to see me soon.
Yeah, I was going to ask, personally, what kind of emotional roller coaster has it been like for you?
You definitely understand the security part now. But most of the people on 9/11, none of those countries are on the list. So, it's, you know, if you're going to do it, let's do it right and make a policy that's going to make us secure. I'm not sure if we are more secure today than we were, you know, before this policy came in place, or even tomorrow because of this policy.
And Behzad, do you find it confusing as well?
Even here, the government, the executive parts, they're taking it very coolly. And they said, no, there is no problem. Anybody with visa can come. But the judicial part, they said, no, we have to make laws to do the same thing to them.
And Pai, I wanted to ask you about this ban that Iran has retaliated with, an entry ban on U.S. citizens. As a dual national, how's that going to affect you?
Iran's policy has always been unstable. As people come in, are they going to check both passports? Are they going to hold my American passport? Is that going to be issued? Those are the risks I really, you know, I have family here, I have work here. I can't really take as much as I would love to go visit my mother.
And then again, for example, last month, our mom was freaking out because there was a rumor that the government wants to stop dual citizens to come in to the country. But then I was just telling Pai that almost three quarter of the people in the parliament and in the government, they have dual citizenship. So, so they cannot remove that.
That's true. But I got to call mom, tell her that I might just have to wait a little bit.
Just take your time over there, man. This, what we are seeing from here, it's a little bit crazy.
Well, I mean, it seems like we are kind of mimicking what you guys do over there. I mean, there are a lot of rumors and something is a law and something is not.
This is Pai, yeah.
We're following the same thing. And
Behzad, a year ago, I was in Tehran, and Trump was still kind of hacking his way into the primaries. But when Iranians asked me and my producer about Trump, we responded, you know, the way many pollsters did at the time, said it wouldn't happen. And then one Iranian pointed out, yeah, we said the same thing about Ahmadinejad. Do Iranians still see that parallel between Trump and Ahmadinejad?
Yeah, actually, I personally believe that every country in the world deserves to have a chance to have an Ahmadinejad. Now it's your chance.
Deserves
your
it?
Equal opportunity. That's beautiful. Behzad sent me a picture of Donald Trump's face, and his head was opening, and Ahmadinejad was coming out. I thought it was classic.
Let me ask you one final thing. I found it fascinating when I was in Tehran, just the presence and influence of American culture, whether it's the country's cinema or this continuing love of Michael Jackson. How much change can this disruptor, this travel ban, can it actually do to something that seems pretty hardwired?
People here are extremely westernized when it comes to cultural issues. We love our own culture, but we adapt very easily in comparison to many other countries. What happens is it creates a mistrust. Because just yesterday, for example, I mean, I give you some examples of this mistrust. Here we have a lot of application developers, and suddenly Apple has dropped any application developer from Iran, from its Apple App Store, just because they refer to a law that Iranians cannot access the American financial situation. So if they develop an app and they put it on the App Store and they sell it, they are not entitled to gain from it. These are not nice.
Weren't those issues supposed to be sorted out once the nuclear deal was signed and sanctions were supposed to be slowly lifted?
Yeah, that's why the government here is always complaining that the U.S. isn't standing up to its promises. The sanctions never stop. And then now you have a situation which the United States is actually punishing its own citizens. These are the dual citizens of not being able to see their families and relatives or going to school. And then this creates mistrust. And this actually feeds the hardliner. It feeds the terrorists because, you know, when you push a person or a country or anyone too much in the corner, they will unite, which is not good.
Pai, what do you think? Is there going to be some lasting damage to at least the cultural relationship between Iran and the United States?
I think short term, you probably will see that. But long term, I think people, they overcome it. They understand, at least over there. And people I talk to over here also, that, you know, the governments, a lot of times, they don't speak for the majority of people. And that's especially the case in where Bazaar is. And it's only been 8 days, to be fair, but it's a rough 8 days so far.
Pai in California and Behzad, his brother, in Tehran. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
You so much. Say hello to mom, Behzad.
Yeah, please reconsider. Here, there's no ban on Americans yet.
All right. I'll call you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you.